I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
Tell me that you wanna see me. Tell me that you wanna see me. Tell me that you wanna see me. Tell me that you wanna see me.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WOMY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Saturday, April 5th, join WONY alumni the entire weekend for engaging activities on and off air happening at the WONY studio. The Sustainability Office will be tabling at the Farmers Market located at Foothills Performing Center. Also happening Saturday, April 5th, the exclusive annual Global Movement Festival will be happening in the ballroom from 5 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, April 6th, WONY Island is happening at Fine Arts starting at 2 p.m. Come for live free music and support local bands. Also happening Sunday, join the Sustainability Office for a cleanup at Niwa Park at 12 p.m. Music-related news, R&B artist Sam Akros has a new release, Tunnel Vision. Lucy Dacus has released her new album, Forever is a Feeling, featuring the single Best Guess. Take a listen to Better Joy with the all-new indie daydream track, Quiet Thing. Also take a listen to Great Grandpa as they slow things down with a new single, Ladybug. If you're looking for a more punk vibe, check out Destroyers with Baloney featuring Fiverr and the new Viagra Boys single, The Bog Body. Catch Elton John and Brandi Carlile's brand new collab album, Who Believes in Angels, releasing this Friday. Local student at SUNY Oneonta, Jerry Uloa, will be releasing his new song, Vas a Regresar, this Friday. Weather-related news, this weekend there's a high chance of rainfall. Saturday, the lowest it'll be is 38 and high 47. Sunday, low of 32 and high 52. Make sure you keep it locked on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hello and good morning, Oneonta Land. Today is Saturday, April 5th, 2025, and you're listening to 90.9 FM WONY Oneonta. My name is Dan Lassesse, spelled with two C's and one S. I used to go by DJ Dan I Am, but now I'm just Dr. Dan I Am. That's right, I moved up the ranks. That's what my students call me, at least. Well, not Dr. Dan I Am, they call me Dr. Lassesse. And I'm a proud alumni class of 1992 from this phenomenal institution. And let me tell you, this place has aged F-I-N-E fine. I am ridiculously impressed. Did not look this good when I left it, which I can't say the same thing about my ex-girlfriends. Hello to all the prospective kids on campus today. It's a beautiful day in Oneonta. Don't worry, it doesn't rain all the time. It snows most of the time, actually. The rain, but hey, it's is what it is. It's an outstanding institution, and if you want a great education, go here. You want great weather, go to a school in Florida. I've got a fun show planned for you today. I hope you enjoy listening to this as much as I hopefully enjoy playing it. So as the old saying goes, keep your radio locked on to the left, 90.9 FM WONY Oneonta. Starting off with this tribute to Duke Ellington. This is the ageless wonder Stevie Wonder with his tribute to Duke Ellington. Here is Sir Duke. We'll be right back.
like Gallup ringing out. There's no way the band could lose.
Once again, back is the incredible Rhyme Animal, the uncannibal Steve. Public enemy number one, 5 points and freeze. And I got them. Can I tell them? Never really never had a gun. But it's the wax that the Terminator is fun. Gotta got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a problem, and I think you all listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say? Make a miracle, Steve. I'm the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Bringing me back to 1991, Anthrax with Public Enemy, bringing the noise. Loving to hear it. Before that, we heard Dua Lipa's Houdini. Guilty pleasure, I love Dua Lipa. I could admit it. I'm actually looking forward to hopefully seeing her in September at Madison Square Garden. So some newer music, some older music. I'm going to be doing a mix of a little bit of both. Just want to do a quick shout out, some thank yous. Some of my WONY alumni friends like Greg and Mindy and Dawn and Nancy and Chris and John. And thank you, Natalie, for organizing this jam. I want to thank Logan, who's sitting here beside me, who's teaching me the board real rapid and quick, like, because I'm a little special when it comes to learning the new technology things. Speaking of special, this is a song that I found listening to satellite radio at home. I liked it so much. I actually listened to it again and again and again. I was actually repeating it just so I wouldn't forget the song. And I hope you like listening to it as much as I liked listening to it. It's a song by a band called Role Model. It's called Sally, When the Wine Runs Out.
She's a born again wild card. She was telling me wild things. She was telling me wild.
get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Kings people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do. Keep me feeling blue. Been down too long. Right, wrong, I just can't stop it. Spending all day thinking just of you.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound, took a look around, and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow, I guess I'll call it a day.
Stop it. Spending all day thinking just of you.
Sound, took a look around, and I could see her face. Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow, I guess I'll call it a day.
Games people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do. Stop it.
That's the Spinners here at FM 90.9 WONY Oneonta. I had the privilege of seeing the Spinners a couple of years ago with my buddy Lloyd, and they wheeled them out on stage because they're pretty old at this point in time. but it's better than the alternative, I guess, right? This is DJ Dan, still hanging out with you here. I want to do a shameless plug for my Instagram account, which is Dr. Lecesse Travels. It's underscore DR underscore LECCESE underscore Travels. That's my Insta account. Check it out. It's where I travel to. My daughter is a hockey player, so I've traveled all over the Northeast with her in the last couple of years going to hockey stuff, but even my family vacations and my current Oneonta endeavor right now. I'm going to do a quick little plug for some of my my classmates from Oneonta who are no longer with us, and I just want to do a quick tap of the heart and a shout out to people and the families of Kieran Sterling and John J.T. Troyan and John Scott Kaz Cosgrove, Eric the Skull Bjornsson, Kevin Radar Riley, and Bill Thunder Ferrangi. And Bill, he was a Wony guy like me. He was a Phi Kap guy like me. I miss you. I miss all of those, my brothers. And this one is going out to Bill, and you'll know why.
Yeah. impossible if possible, and whose blind word so clear but so unheard.
you're not grooving to that song, you probably have no soul, and we can't be friends. I'm so sorry. That was the Silver Sun Pickups with the song Lazy Eye. One of my personal, another band that I've found over the last few years. I'm going to see them again this summer. They're playing the Paramounts. I'll be going with my buddy Allison and her husband John. This is DJ Dan. I am here hanging out with you again, WONY Oneonta. Hope you again like the Silver Sun Pickups. Again, my real gig, though, is I'm believe it or not, a middle school science teacher. And people go, holy crap, how do you deal with middle school kids? And I'll tell you how I deal with middle school kids. There's a secret to it. You have to enjoy and appreciate kids. If you don't like kids, please don't be a teacher. It's like the number one rule for education. You got to enjoy and understand that they're kids. They're supposed to be kind of stupid. They're supposed to make mistakes. It's the adults that when they're older and dumber and stupid, that I got a problem with them. So that's really the secret to success, understanding that kids are kids and they're going to do stupid things. And we teach them, we help them, and we move on from it. We don't hold personal grudges against them because they're kids and they eventually grow up. And hopefully when that happens, it all turns out good. This song is about education and teaching, and it's my favorite Phish song. And Phish is another band that I have traveled to see, and I've watched them multiple times. I don't know if I've seen them the most of any band I've ever seen, but I've seen them a bunch of times. I'm actually hopefully going to see them 3 times this summer again. They're playing a couple of gigs on Long Island, and I'm going to go up to SPAC for one of the shows as well. Looking forward to it. And this is my favorite Phish song, all about the beauties of education. It's called Chalk Dust Torture.
All my vessel constrictors, they come slowly.
Love the cold clothes on Chalk Dust Torture by Phish. Hi, everybody. DJ Dan here hanging out with you. Next shameless plug. Again, I want to mention my Instagram account, which is Dr. Lassesse Travels, 2 C's, 1 S, underscore between Dr. and Lassesse. Check it out on the Insta. Part of that account is because, as I mentioned earlier, my daughter, who's a hockey player, and I travel all around the Northeast to go to hockey things. And my daughter is my world. My wife, who I love dearly, love you, honey, and I have the one child. And when she was first born, there's two parts to this story. We couldn't figure out a name for her. And I had a few suggestions, like I wanted to name her Morgan, but my wife was like, you like drinking Captain Morgan? You can't. I was like, all right, we can't call her Morgan. How about Jacqueline? No, you like Jack Daniels? All right, I can't do Jacqueline. How about Shatanya, dear? And she was like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? And I know what's wrong with me. There's a lot wrong with me. I wanted to then name her after a Foo Fighters song, and that one, I almost snuck that one in. And the Foo Fighters, and that's why I bring them up, my wife and I actually got married by Dave Grohl live on MTV 20 years ago in June of this year. So happy anniversary, dear. I'm glad we're still together. And Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, rest in peace, actually walked my wife down the aisle. If you want, you can Google Foo Fighter wedding and then type in Lassesse, L-E-C-C-E-S-E, and you will get pictures and potential videos of me, a younger version of me, getting married. And many of my colleagues who I work with saw the wedding and like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I was actually getting my doctorate at the time, and the doctoral class actually stopped and displayed it on the big screen. It was neat. It was definitely a cool experience. I'm happy we did it, and I'm glad. It ties into the fact that at one point I was sitting outside, my wife and I were having a cigarette talking to Dave Grohl and one of his people. And I said to Dave, hey, Dave, remember that show you did like a year ago at the Hammerstein Ballroom? And he was like, oh, that was a great show. I'm like, yeah, I was there. I was in the second row with my buddy Guppy, and we were hanging out watching the show, and I was totally into it. I'm singing along with every song because it was during the One by One tour. And he's like, what's your point, man? I was like, well, at one point you played a song and the song was Aurora. And I was singing along to it. And after the end of the song, you said, hey, everybody out there, listen, I got one thing to say. If you don't know the words to my song, man, just don't sing along. And he cursed in there a little bit too, but I'll edit that. He says, and he points at me and he goes, but this dude right here, this dude knows the lyrics. So you keep rocking on, buddy. And I mentioned that to Dave, and Dave goes, that was you? I was like, yeah, man, that was me. And he goes, now I'm marrying you? I'm like, well, you're marrying me and Heather. So yeah, so that's the story, Dave. Thank you. And by the way, no, I don't smoke anymore. And it was the time I was just trying to be cool. So this song is what I wanted to name my daughter, and it is probably my favorite. It is my favorite Foo Fighters song, and it is called Aurora. It starts off with a nice build, and it eventually gets better and better and better as time goes on. And why is this thing not going? Hello? Play, Aurora, play. Why is Aurora not playing? There we go. Again, if you don't like this song, and my kids told me this on Friday when we do Friday music stuff, you have no soul. FM 90.9 WONY Oneonta, DJ Dan I Am.
Dream of
Larry, get the chopper. Get the chopper, Lars. Hey, Larry Crosley asked me, hey, Dan, can you play some Neil Young for me? Because I can't make it up this year. And so I did. You're welcome, Lars. FM 90.9 WONY Oneonta, you with DJ Dan. Just want to go back. My daughter, by the way, is not named Aurora. She's named Emelina, and we love her. My last song coming up right now, and I just want to once again say thank you for taking an hour out of your life, possibly to listening to me and my ramblings and the tunes I've chosen for you. I am grateful. I am thankful. I am humble and so happy. The last song is probably my favorite song of all time, and the reason why I love this song so much is the optimism that it provides. It does not get enough love in commercial radio, and by the way, commercial radio, the fact that I harp on Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven is the greatest song of all time is just blech. This song is the greatest song of all time, in my opinion, and it is by The Police, and it is called Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, because when I am down, the song brings me up. When I am happy, it makes me happier. It is the ultimate in optimism, and I love it, and I wish you all a fantastic day, and maybe I'll see you again next year if they allow me to come back. God bless.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.